News and weather from Oroville on Monday, November 2nd, 2009. On microphone, Marlanka, in studio, Yahalom. The winter monsoon is upon us with rain falling, sporadically interspersed with bright sunshine. East-northeasterly winds, 14 to 28 kilometers per hour, temperatures down to 22 degrees at night, and highs of up to 32 during the day. Here are a few words from Aurovillian architect Pino of L'Avenir in dialogue with Anali Agarwal of Delhi's Samartyam, an organization which assists and advises in the creation of barrier-free access and works to build awareness of the needs of those who are differently able.
Lalit Steel, he is another coordinator for planning of L'Avenir. We will meet during lunch. We were just talking about make a codex for especially public building, but also the rest.
If you can have an adaptation for Oroville, it will work wonders.
We will take care of this, for sure.
And I think the great success of this particular workshop would be that if we have this kind of a code coming up in Oroville.
Yeah, we'll do it for sure. It's our concern first, and we have to do it.
Thank you so much. I think our visit will be very successful if you can do that.
Yeah.
And when we visit in another 6 months, we come to Oroville and we see that you have followed those codes and guidelines and many buildings are accessible.
Yes.
And here's Orovillian Barbara, part of the team New Ability Link.
The visit to the Matri Mandi was really interesting, and it was really interesting to see the approach that Mrs. Anjali from Samartyam is taking, starting from the entrance. She has immediately appointed her attention, for example, to the offering box, and this has surprised everybody because it gives you exactly what means accessible to everybody. Because always we think that a person with a physical problem must only be helped. In this case, we have to give also to them the possibility also to offer and to give their help. And she started from the offering box, exactly with this kind of mentality. And this was really appreciated by everybody. We appreciate very much the help that all the team of the Matri Mandir has shown to us. They were very kind and also very, very interested in developing in the best way possible the accessibility to Matri Mandir, because everybody is aware that is a really, really important point to be solved. Anjali was absolutely not critical. She was appreciating the building, the architecture, the atmosphere, everything. But the study to render the Matri Mandir accessible is really complicated, but the solution will be found. She just needed a while to understand which kind of approach is better to take in a way of not changing so many things in the infrastructure, in the architecture, not to disturb the aesthetics and in particular the atmosphere of the place. Because if mothers has given this kind of guidelines for a place so important like the Matri Mandir, of course they has to be followed deeply, and so what she wants is not changing anything, just give to everybody the possibility to enter into the Matri Mandir.
To improve the entry process into Oroville, a five-day program to help newcomers find out more about Oroville's aims and internal functioning will start soon. It's conceived as a space to get to know one another as well as a platform for discussing and learning from one another. Presently, two programs have been scheduled, created by Sonia, Shivaya, and Rakal. For further information, contact unity@oroville.org.in. An excerpt from Sri Aurobindo's Thoughts and Aphorisms. God had opened my eyes, for I saw the nobility of the vulgar, the attractiveness of the repellent, the perfection of the maimed, and the beauty of the hideous. For behind appearances, there is a sublime reality which is the luminous opposite of all external deformations. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroville.org. And thanks for listening.